It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined on the phone now by Liam from One Direction. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
I'm very good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. We've just landed here in New York.
Oh.
Beautiful. The Big Apple, the land of opportunity, or the place. I don't know. I don't know what people call it. The city that never sleeps.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, it's lovely. We're sat out on a balcony at the moment, just chilling, which is cool.
Oh, very nice. It just doesn't stop for you guys, I suppose.
No, not at all. It's very fast-paced, you know. It's a bit sad sometimes, because you don't get to see a lot of the places that you're playing. Like, we played in Pittsburgh today, and I have no idea what Pittsburgh's like, except for the audience were great. And, yeah.
And you know what the airport looks like?
I know every airport. I could work as, like, the airport man. If you want to know an airport, I'll tell you.
Well, it's great to have you guys back. The new single, Drag Me Down, sounds amazing. And it's the first single, obviously, to come from you guys since Zayn's departure. How has that changed the band's sort of dynamic? How was that working just as a four on this new stuff?
Well, you know, when something big happens, it always brings, you know, people closer together and stuff, which is great because we've really banded together. And actually, you know, a lot of work has been done a lot quicker, which is cool. So, like, the album was recorded. We finished 2 days ago.
Wow.
Which has taken like a month to record and like a month or so to write.
Mm.
So it's like super, super fast paced. But, you know, obviously, you know, we wish them the best of luck. We saw he got signed to a new record deal the other day. And, you know, I've been saying a lot, you know, if your heart's saying you can't continue doing something that you don't enjoy, like, you know, I always used to say to my mum and dad when they had jobs they didn't like, I'd be like, why bother going to do something you enjoy? You're only here once. Do you know what I mean? So all the best of luck, really, I guess.
And it's nice to see him tweeting his support for the record. I assume you guys are pretty regularly still in touch, despite the fact he's not in the band anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, to be honest with you, we haven't really spoken that much because obviously he's kind of distancing himself and trying to, you know, it's a difficult thing to leave behind, like such a big opportunity, not to big ourselves up as our band is at the moment. But, you know, he's just distanced himself a little bit. And obviously it's nice to see him showing his support and stuff, which is cool. But yeah, you know, it's all still good. And obviously, you know, the single's not like based about Zayn, but obviously it's about like the whole thing of like, you know, even though there's nothing can stop us, basically, I guess.
Exactly.
The thing that the writers were going for behind the whole deal. And I think it's a good statement to come out with to start our new record. And, you know, it's great that we're releasing music now that we like to listen to, and the whole album's just like that. Like, it's all music that we actually listen to now, and it's more about us.
You guys, like you say, have been so busy all the time, and there's been a lot of talk about this break that you guys have planned from One Direction for a while. Have you got anything in your mind that you'd like to do whilst the break happening? Maybe you're going to pop home to Wolverhampton or what?
Yeah, no, for sure. There's loads of things. I've been writing a lot on the road at the moment. Not for me, just for other people. I've been doing a lot of things and, you know, trying to get into the producing side of it, which is pretty cool, but... You know, I think everybody just needs a little bit of a break now and a sit down and a stop to kind of take in all the great things that have happened. So, I don't know, I guess I'm just going to go home and chill for a little bit. Because everyone's like, oh, you're going to go on holiday, but I've been everywhere. So it's kind of like, I kind of just want to go home.
Just come back home to Wolverhampton and just spend some nice time in the West Midlands.
I honestly do miss living in Wolverhampton. It was, a fun place.
Well, it hasn't changed a great deal since you've been away, I'll tell you that.
No, it's great. I actually want to pop down back to my school for a little bit, go and, you know, talk to the kids and say about school and stuff. Because I actually wasn't very good at school. I was a bit rubbish. But one of the teachers there convinced me to better myself and do better. And I managed to pass everything, which is pretty cool. But I was really lazy.
That'd be a very impressive. I mean, everyone likes going back to their old school and showing their teachers what they've been up to. But I think yours is a particularly good story.
Yeah, no, it is quite crazy. It is pretty crazy to go back because obviously, you know, that's where I dreamt of doing all this stuff. Now, obviously, I went on the show when I was 14, so I've always kind of had it in mind. And I guess that's what kind of made me a bit lazy at school because I was like, bugger this, I'm going to be a pop star. You know what I mean?
Liam, it's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to chat to Free Radio.
Thank you very much for checking in.
No, not a problem, mate.
The new song.
Yeah, the new song sounds absolutely fantastic, by the way.
Thank you very much. It's kind of like a nice policey kind of Maroon 5 vibe, which I like. So Maroon 5 are bringing out some great music at the moment as well, which is cool.
It's exciting. Well, let's get a collaboration sorted.
Hey, now we're talking.
Liam, let's stick on the new single on Free Radio right now, mate. Go on, introduce it.
This is Drag Me Down from One Direction. Enjoy.